Please share the secret to immortality. Never fall for nostalgia and never believe that things were just better in your day. They weren't. Your brain was just different and things were novel back then. Wait, but did you see Clavicular running into an ASU frat leader and getting brutally frame-mogged? What was that Slavic tweet? I really wish I wasn't living through historic times right now. I did see Clavicular run into the ASU frat leader and get brutally frame-mogged, yeah.
Appreciate you.
Crimson Tide?
You got me by a lot.
I stopped Jimmy.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
That's rough. That's rough. It's been like the unironically though, the clavicles on this guy, Jesus Christ. Look at that's yeah, though that's a clean frame mogging right there. I mean, I think that could happen to any guy, but still, if my name was Clavicular, I would not want to be around this fella. Me when I'm at the clavicles contest. Can somebody explain this to me like I'm five? I don't understand what about this is not self-evident to you. Look at this. Frame mogged, Clavicular, ASU frat leader. He also had his cortisol spiked by Foyds while he was jester gooning. You hate to have your cortisol spike when you're jester gooning. Yeah. Clavicular was mid jester gooning when a group of Foyds came and spiked his cortisol levels, laughing crying emoji. Is ignoring the Foyds while munting and mogging Moids more useful than SMV chad fishing in the club? It's an interesting question.
My friend likes your cameraman. Yeah. Okay. Likes you. What's your name?
I want to eat you.
Tell us your name.
Yo, W. His name is Kirk.
Kirk. My friend likes your...
He's not going to make it. He's not going to make it. You can tell. I mean, it's the cortisol working here. You can tell he's nervous. Foyd's mogged him on this one. His cortisol should not be spiking like that. Look at it. You can tell he's nervous. He doesn't know how to handle this. If you don't have a preset answer to I want to eat you, with common Foyd tactic. Have you never been around one threatening to bite you before? This is like a common play. This is like not knowing how to open after the, you know, white team in chess moves a pawn forward two spaces. Like, what, you only prepared for one space? Sometimes they want to eat you. You have to have a response. He's flopping around like a fish on the dock. It's insane. All this Gen Z talk? This is not Gen Z talk. You don't even know. It's okay. If your cortisol is spiked from this analysis, that's okay. He got interrupted mid-jester gooning, and you guys are f***ing laughing. People be like, politics is when I read papers on the New York Times about what numbers each candidate got. This is politics. I have to assume Foyd is like Femoid? You're catching up. Yeah. Now get to munting, mogging, moids, and jester gooning, okay? Chatter is not vibe maxing right now. Absolute vibe assassin. Seriously. These people aren't playing along at all. You got a lot of you people are younger than me, but you have the minds of boomers. The world is passing you by, you know? You guys are like, oh, I'm not like those stupid normie Democrats who get their news from the newspaper. I know what to mog somebody means, you know? I'm in the know. I'm not old. And then, you know, somebody like one step ahead of you shows up and all of you guys are like, this isn't real language. This is fake language. And these thugs should all pull their pants up. Pulls up newspaper, you know? You guys think you're hip with it. What's the Simpsons bit? You think you're it, but then what's it changes, and then you're not it anymore, and what's it is new and scary. The Department of War is also Clavicular posting. Don't give him that. He doesn't own this, okay? Well, he might actually. Department of War CTO, low cortisol, locked in, lethality maxing. That's great, man. I love my U.S. military. And it'll happen to you. It can never happen to me because my job is staying on top of it. I have a financial incentive to stay on top of the game. Maxing is not a new brain rot word. It's only a couple years old, you know? It's kind of like how the 6-7 thing is in a way, it's kind of like a cortisol test in itself, isn't it? Because the whole point of 6-7 is that it's deliberately meaningless. So if a person gets upset at it, they basically failed the check. It's like, do you take yourself so seriously that you're going to reflexively pass judgment on one of an innumerable, like, chain of inane internet references? Like, are you unironically going to get mad about it like a loser? Do you think you're better than 6-7? Oh, but I think you probably weren't better than the game, were you? You probably weren't better than any of the other, like, asinine brain rot you know, like, verbal tics that you engaged in when you were younger, you know? Oh, but you're old now, so now everything that's old is good and everything that's new is dumb. You're better than that now. Oh, why can't the new brain rot be good like the old brain rot? Like the Numa Numa kid, you know? Or E, circa 2018. That was back when brain rot was good, you know? Now brain rot is bad and stupid, and I'm judging all the young, you know, young shits who engage in this behavior. Remember planking? No, no, dude. Planking was really good because it was like funny and creative, you know? Not like 6-7, which is different. It's distinct. Unlike all the other meaningless things that I found entertainment in, you know, it's like, this one's like especially stupid. Shouldn't you be focusing on your like taxes or something? Shouldn't you be like, I don't know, trying to get more fiber in your diet? You people are old, you know? You people are old. Your spirits are old and crusty. You're dusted, man. I could give your soul a little tap and a little bit of dust would knock off of it, all right? My soul, young and pure. I'm going to live forever. Now put your cortisol back in your pants, okay? The segment's done. Everyone who's checking out because their cortisol levels spiked beyond the point which they could pay attention. It's all right. You can come back now. It's fine. Put them back in your pants. Please share the secret to immortality. Never fall for nostalgia and never believe that things were just better in your day. They weren't. Your brain was just different and things were novel back then. Things are always changing and they're always staying the same. And if you want to stay young at heart, you have to wake up every day with a fresh perspective and the mindset you need to fully appreciate things that are new. You know, you have to be able to go to the club at any point in your life and be like, damn, this shit's bopping. If you go to the club and you're like, this is nothing like how the club, this is my music that was playing in the club in my day, Green Day, American Idiot. This is nothing like American Idiot. That was back when music was good. This is just loud bullshit. You know, as soon as you start to think that way, you're dusted. You're dusted. This is nothing like Evanescence. You know, lame that'd be. Imagine if I was sitting here. Would you not disrespect me if I was listening to, like, you people are like, oh, listen to some music, and I'm like, okay, I'll listen to some Chapel Roan or whatever, and I put on, I'm listening, you can't hear it, you know, you can't because I copyright ID, but I'm listening and I'm like, yeah, sorry. When I think of like good female musicians, I think of like Evanescence, you know? This isn't just, it's just not as good. Wouldn't you judge me for that? Wouldn't you like understand that I'm reflexively dismissing things that are new to me and that I'm not like approaching them with an open mind? Yes, that'd be embarrassing. That's how you are when you don't like 6-7. My soul is young, comma, I will never die. Very good. By the time I came to chat to say you can check out, I have to live with him, this bit actually turned to good advice. Yeah. No, my beautiful partner has been getting like youth and vitality maxed on this one. I heard a Mormon kid say 6-7 in Zion National Park. He looked so happy. I couldn't be happy for a stupid ass. You mean you couldn't be mad at his stupid ass? I think you mistyped, my love. I think you mistyped. You couldn't be mad at his stupid ass because he was like a little kid. Couldn't not be happy. That's what I like to see. Yeah, couldn't not be happy, you know? You know what's really embarrassing? People who think 6-7 is embarrassing but are still in the year of our Lord 2026 making Kirk memes, you know? Dude, 6-7 is meaningless. You know what isn't? Photoshopping or deepfaking or AIing whatever Charlie Kirk's face onto literally everyone. Low Kirk, genuinely, he's right. We found 21 funny like 10 years ago. We were no better. Dude, SpongeBob predicted this. What was it? 28. Giggle, giggle. You know what's even funnier than 28? 29. Giggle, giggle. You know? I think those are the two numbers. 20? Was it 25? 24, 25? 24, 25. You know, it's been a while. 24, 25, 6-7. You get me. I just want you guys to have a pure and healthy soul, okay? Nothing makes me sadder than when people like decide to like deliberately calcify their own soul, you know? You don't have to. There's nothing on earth like mandating you do that. How do I do this without letting my brain fall out? I don't know, man. Your brain didn't fall out when you did it the first time. Bold of you to presume. Yeah, maybe.